T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back, everybody. Let's get right into it. Give you a chance to win $1,000. I love this song. Going to see Bomb Bomb tonight at the American Airlines Arena. He'd have a lottery party. He'd have a 1% chance at the number one overall pick, 4% chance at a top four pick, and a 90-point-something chance of getting just their pick where they're at.
And they also have another – this is going to be a sad trombone, but they also have another smidgen of a chance to drop back to 14.
Come on, Robbie. Why are you doing that, man?
You've got to present all the odds.
I mean, that's all they've done in their history is either stayed pat or they've moved back. They've never been where they're supposed to be. They've never moved up or gone above where they're supposed to be.
Yeah, in fact, the year 2003, they were like top two or three, and they dropped back to fifth. Everyone was like, oh, no, they dropped to fifth. And then they took Dwayne Wade.
Dwayne Wade, how about that? And you know what? The Pistons were punished with Darko. So eat that. How about that? Your word this hour for Beast Bonus is rank, R-A-N-K, rank, R-A-N-K. Text that to 72881 when you're registered. It's brought to you by Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys. Call them at 1-800-747-FREE. Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Ah, Beast is doing that thing where he's not here for the radio show.
Classic. I guess I'm in charge of the headlines.
What do you got, Robbie?
Beast is probably throwing his rank around, to use the code word. OTAs today, guys. Josh Rosen, second pass, threw an interception.
It's okay.
But he did catch a deep bomb. He did throw a deep bomb to Devontae Parker.
Ooh, really?
Yeah.
Imagine he's the one who unlocks Devontae Parker, huh? That'd be something.
Hey, he'd be the next Marino if he can unlock Devontae Parker.
If Devontae Parker has a good year, is he like going to be like, oh, I want a new contract? He'd be like, really?
Well, he's got a 2-year deal.
Yeah, but how does that work? Because it's kind of like a Bobo.
Yeah. Most of it is all incentives.
He's going to be like, guess what, suckers? Only took me one. Big year with Rosen, and now old DVP wants himself a big-time contract.
By the way, Eric Rowe was taking first-team corner snaps opposite of Minka.
Really?
Okay. Oh, opposite of Xavier Howard.
And then, I was about to say Xavier Howard and his $76 million dollars aren't in camp.
Yeah, Minka's playing safety because Rashad Jones is not at OTA. So
I would respect it if Xavier just like, yeah, listen, voluntary. I don't know what to tell you. $76 million. I mean, thank you, and I'm out.
I'm telling you what they're doing.
They'll do that next year.
No. Listen, I've told you 1,000 times how OTAs work. When is their mini camp?
I don't know.
They got a mini camp coming.
Yep.
So they'll ask them, hey, give me a couple of weeks or a week before the mini camp, and then you're good. So what they do is they have all of the media out here now. Everybody gets all excited about all the bodies and all the players that are there, right? And then it dies down and everybody leaves and you just have the young guys and, you know, the rehab guys there.
Text writes in, correct me if I'm wrong, was Steve Smith our highest draft pick at 4? No, Beasley was at 2.
Yes.
But they were supposed to be number one that year. The Bulls who had like no chance to get up there. I think they had a 1.7% chance and they jumped up and they got Derrick Rose. I was excited about Beasley, though. Really excited about Michael Beasley.
Would you rather had, I mean, Derrick Rose was an MVP, but.
But if he was on the Heat, he might not get his knee messed up not being coached by Thibodeau.
I don't know. Well, Dwayne Wade was saying on Quinn Richardson's podcast, he's like, one of the main reasons that LeBron and I, the Chicago thing didn't happen was because of Derrick Rose. He's like, I don't know how we would have fit. We already didn't fit that great when it was just me and LeBron. Imagine me, LeBron, and Derrick Rose. How's that going to work?
Right.
So that was one of the main, like, because this whole thing has come up with the Heat. The main reason the Heat got the big three is because they had the money for it. And the big reason that he didn't go to Chicago was because him and Derrick Rose, not a fit.
Well, even though
they probably had a more complete roster.
The one thing you can say about LeBron and D-Wade and Bosch, one of the things that they accepted was the fact of moving the ball and not playing iso ball. You put Derrick Rose in that mix. You know what I mean? Which it's almost weird that Kyrie could play with LeBron because he's a ball dominant guy.
Yeah.
And they won a championship.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I would imagine, you know, sometimes who walks through that door and the respect you have for that guy, that gets you to change your game. You see what I mean? Because when you think of Russell Westbrook, he still chunked up his shots, but he gave the ball up.
I think LeBron and Derrick Rose in his prime could have worked, but I think then you add Dwayne to the mix, and I feel like that's not enough basketball to go around. That's what I think the trouble is. I don't think LeBron and D-Rose would have been a problem.
But I think those guys are all about winning, and as long as everybody's about that, and that's
D-Rose had a pretty famous quote where he's like, I don't recruit. I'm not recruiting anybody.
Right. No. Right. Well, look, are you mad at a player for, like, we're getting ready to hear
Flacco.
What Flacco said, and, like, yeah, man.
It's not mad. If I was a Bulls fan, I was like, and I found out that the best player didn't want to bring in LeBron James because he feels like it's his team, I would be like,
that guy's not about winning.
I would be like, really?
That guy's not about winning. Because if you look around the league, anytime a player could add somebody of that stature, they tried to do it.
We hit it, man. We hit the headlines thing a while ago.
Did you do all the stories?
You were getting soup.
Did you do all the stories?
No, we were discussing a story that he was mentioning.
Just wondering.
Hey. We talked about Josh Rosen. We talked about
Juwan Howard. We talked about Juwan Howard.
Devontae Parker. We talked about Eric Rowe lining up outside the corner.
We talked about Juwan Howard. We'll get to Juwan Howard later.
Caleb Smith. Talk about him.
Do we talk about him pitching tonight?
Yeah.
Balls have a weird week. They only have 4 games this week.
Straight. I thought it was 5.
2 got canceled.
I don't count Sunday. Sunday's next week.
Oh, okay. You're right. You're right. Yeah. They had 2 days off within 4 days apart.
How many days are you going to count Sunday, Robbie?
No, I was explaining that they have 2 days
off. Last Sunday was this week.
They have 2 days off. They had a day off on yesterday, and technically on Sunday they had a day off because it was rain out. The Mets purposely rained that game out.
Okay.
And they have Thursday off.
How many weeks are you going to count Sunday?
They have 4 days. If you're not counting Sunday as this week, then they only have 4 games this week.
It's just weird.
You count Sunday as this week. This past Sunday.
Well, they didn't play this past Sunday either. They had a rainout.
Well, they're supposed to have games. It got canceled. That's different.
The Mets did that on purpose. They canceled the game like at 11:30, an hour and a half before first pitch, so they wouldn't have to face Caleb Smith. Genius move by the Mets. Really? That's the only chance the Marlins have at winning is if he pitches. Other than that, it's a free win. So Spider Watch might take a pause tonight, but it'll be back on tomorrow.
Oh, man.
But Tommy's in the booth.
Oh, man, I'm mad I'm going to, because I'm going to be at the lottery party. I'm going to miss Tommy. Is he doing tomorrow?
Yeah, today or tomorrow he'll be in the booth.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait for that.
Hollingsworth's got a nice vacation in the Keys with all these days off.
What's up with the baseball broadcasters getting all these vacations? Like, isn't your vacation when baseball season's not going on?
Because it's the Marlins.
Craig Minervini called a couple games last homestand.
Yeah, like Red Sox have been doing the same thing where they just keep rotating guys.
What's up with that?
I don't know.
No, but they came out with that plan. Like, I saw Dave Van Horn is missing a bunch of times. That's just because Dave
Van Horn is... Yeah, Gabby Sanchez is going to be in the radio announcing.
So what? Strange to me.
Gabby Sanchez is doing radio?
Yeah. How about that? Kane's legend.
Where's Dave Van Horn going to be?
He's taking off.
Dave Van Horn. DVH.
Isn't that their job, like his baseball season?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, it's one thing if it's like a former player and, like, they got a company, they do something else, blah, 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 okay.
I'm sure they're being told to take these days off.
If you're the play-by-play guy.
Yeah, but like Eric Reed has missed. When he missed a game this year.
He was sick. He couldn't talk.
I think, what did Barry Jackson say? He's missed 6 games in 30 years?
Correct.
That's weird.
When you're the play-by-play guy. Like,
and I know
you don't miss games.
I know it's twice the games. But.
Doesn't matter. How do you can't really miss just one game. Because if they're on a road trip, you're not going to leave the road trip.
I mean,
but that's why they do it at home.
Sweetheart deal. Listen, I'm getting Tommy Hutton in the booth. That's all I'm happy about. I love Tommy.
And you got Jeff Nelson, though. He might be the sad trombone in the booth.
Hey, listen, Jeff. Jeff, do me a favor. Just stand in the corner, hit a couple threes, all right? Let Tommy carry the rock. Let him carry the rock.
We got basketball tonight. Anybody care?
We got Western Conference Finals game 1. You can hear it right here on the ticket.
Now, these are the two best backcourts, front courts in basketball, right?
No, backcourts.
Backcourts, yeah. Backcourt would be guards.
Yeah, no.
Minus 1. Sass.
Yeah.
Why am I the
minus
only
one?
I get the you're lashing out. Sass. I get all that crap.
Yeah, because you're eating soup.
You're lashing out.
And
right
you have
now.
To do headlines, and you weren't here to do that. And then you came swinging your stick in here.
Giving me
like,
the old.
Yeah, giving the old headlines.
Giving me the headlines.
Yeah,
head,
giving the
head
signal.
Thing,
like,
we did
yo,
it. We
we're
did
done.
Four
okay,
ago.
That's fine. Did you play Flora sound, Rosen sound?
No, I don't want to play Flora sound. He's boring.
I want to hear one cut, though.
Do you want your coach to be exciting? Every
no.
exciting coach you had is no longer here.
That's not true. I think Eric Spoelstra is exciting.
I guess I don't know.
Eric Spoelstra is actively telling the NBA, go bleep yourself.
I wouldn't say Spo is an exciting coach. I would say he's...
I think he's gotten pretty excited. I think Greg... Imagine Spoelstra in 10 years. He's going to be Greg Popovich.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
With being
he's
going to
be a smart ass.
I mean,
just...
he definitely... He has a personality, but I don't know that he's... When I think of exciting coaches, I don't know that's where I go.
Because he is an expert at coach
well,
talk.
Well, have you ever listened to a Don Mattingly press conference? I mean, you want to talk about coma-inducing. Don Mattingly press conferences, I mean, he is...
I mean...
He is a lullaby after games.
Mark Richt sandwich talk is not...
That's amazing.
No, it's
don't you
not.
Dare. Oh, Mark Richt food talk is the best.
No, but Mark Richt... We would play Mark Richt sound just to see how long we could last before being just in a coma.
Well, football's football.
Well, you got this, and then you got waggles and isolation and... You know, quarterbacking is, you know, yeah.
Like he makes it sound like he should have
Mark
one of those
Richt,
oxygen packs
Mark,
on
imagine
his
Mark Richt doing a live spot for his son's new private quarterback academy.
Oh, man. Really? Well, he's probably going to have to throw dad out there. Like, oh, why yeah. did anybody want to go to the
well,
John Richt academy?
If you want to learn how to quarterback in the most boring way, first lesson here at the Mark Richt quarterback camp is...
John Richt.
Don't Snapchat yourself having sex.
With a boatload of cash.
Yeah. Put your paper away. Yeah. Well.
Here at the John Richt Quarterback Academy.
Uh-oh. Somebody bunted with the shift.
Oh. We only have six plays. You just need to know six plays.
You know, if it's 3rd and 12, it's always good to do a fake handoff, even though they know you're going to have to pass, and it's not going to do anything, but it'll get you sacked.
We like to have a statement here at the
He
park.
Did do that a lot. It was so annoying. The play-action zone read on 3rd and 15, where it's an obvious passing situation.
The Mark Richt Passing Academy, yeah. We have a statement. It's called, Keep It Simple. Well, and I like to keep my plays to like a good solid 7. Not too many, but not too little.
Hey.
Picture it fitting on a Waffle House menu.
By the way, just FYI, even in Minnesota,
yeah,
we only had about 10 plays.
You guys were awesome.
No, we ran them out of so many different
that's
formations.
That's because the play was, listen, hand it to these two guys or throw it up to Randy Moss. Give Chris Carter one so he shuts up.
Just figured out the Vikings play, 15-1. Oh, we have the best receiver ever. Throw it to him.
Oh, my goodness.
We just cracked the Vikings code like you cracked the Game of Thrones code.
Think about it.
Yeah. We never played for the Vikings.
You crack Game of Thrones. You spent 7 years on Game of Thrones or 3 minutes on Game of Thrones. I spent 3 minutes on the Vikings.
I mean, we did play with 3 Hall of Famers.
I know.
On offense.
Pretty good.
1 on defense.
Oh, man. We'll hear from the Rosen one next.
Got a hot take? Spot the next heat whale on South Beach? Just want to know what we're wearing? Send a text to the Ticket text line, 67974. Sponsored by AccidentLawFirm.com. That's 67974, 67974. To hit us up on the Ticket text line. Accident? Don't expect the insurance company to play fair. Get a free consultation by going to AccidentLawFirm.com.
Well, good evening. How are you two enjoying our date night bundle?
Well, all right, we were supposed to have a personal chef.
Chef Hank is your personal chef. And for those 10 tables and the other tables.
And the music.
Right. Wasn't this supposed to be like a classical quartet?
Fortek. DJ Fortek, he's very popular.
Ah,
off.
I believe he is indicating you should throw your hands in the air.
Don't get stuck in a bad bundle. Get a great one with DirecTV and AT&T Fiber with speeds up to 300 megabits per second for $75 a month for 1 year after discounts with 24-month TV and 12-month internet agreements. Limited availability. May not be in your area. See if you qualify at att.com/bundle. AT&T. More for your thing. That's our thing. And 6919. New approved customers. Include select TV package and internet 300. Speeds not guaranteed and vary. Requires autopay, paperless, and combined bill. Price higher in second year. Pay $80 per month until discount starts in 3 bills. Equipment lease, early termination, equipment on return, taxes, fees, and restrictions apply.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed customers. Years later, I formed my fifth successful business, Patriot Software, which has attracted tens of thousands of customers with our easy accounting and payroll software used by accountants and non-accountants alike. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of accounting and payroll software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com. Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money.
Save on golf with Golf Miami-Dade's patron card. Only $50 for Miami-Dade residents and $99 for the rest of South Florida. You receive a free round at purchase that you can redeem at Crandon, Palmetto, Country Club of Miami, Briar Bay, or Reynolds starting May 1st. You can also receive loyalty points with every patron round you play. What other golf card can say that? Other benefits include 8-day advanced booking, discounted driving range balls, and more. View all the benefits and learn where you can purchase your patron card at golfmiamidade.com/patron.
Looking to renovate your home inside or out? Florida Lumber is a family-owned business that has fit all of your building needs into one convenient location for over 50 years. From doors to moldings to rebar to countless other construction materials, Florida Lumber's friendly service, competitive prices, and free delivery to Dade, Broward, and the Palm Beaches has made them one of the most trusted names in South Florida. Visit their showroom or go to floridalumber.com to see for yourself. Florida Lumber, more than just lumber.
Know what today is? Today is your day to connect with AARP in Miami. We're hosting and helping at local events year-round where you can have fun, get information, and meet new people. So join us at the Eye of the Storm event on May 18th at the Museum of Discovery and Science. You'll learn how to prepare for disasters, meet first responders, and get safety tips at our booth. AARP is here helping you take on today. Learn more about Eye of the Storm at aarp.org/Miami.
Just announced, University Dodge Ram is number one again. We're Florida's largest volume Ram truck dealer. Over 1,000 trucks in stock and available up to $15,000 off. Buy from the biggest and put a Dodge in your garage. Only at University Dodge. Shop online at universitydodge.com.
Peace of mind. It's one of the most important things we have, and sometimes the most elusive. I'm Glenn Levine from the Law Offices of Anna John Levine. If you've been involved in an accident, call me at 1-800-747-FREE for a consultation.
Main office, Fort Lauderdale.
Check out the ticket website now or when you can. We've got contests, podcasts, pictures, and lots of interesting stuff. Find us at theticketmiami.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Toby Leroy and Beast here with you. If you guys want real local sports news sent right to your device, we can do that for you. Just download the radio.com app and make 7-9 the Ticket one of your favorite stations. Turn on your notifications, and then Leroy.
Bam.
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 All the local South Florida news breaking right to your device. Beast sends out the bat signal. He lets you know. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast there. Just look up Toby Leroy and Beast, hit the subscribe button, boom, right to your device.
Tonight, I will be pushing out that push notification that the Heat got the number one draft pick.
Yes.
And also, Tobin will have to get a tattoo.
Top four.
At least tattoo on
top
his
four.
Ass.
Top four. Top four.
Oh, let's shoot for the stars, Robbie.
Look, I'm a poker player. I want the most amount of outs possible. 4.8% is better than 1%.
Yeah, but 1% is so much. We're gonna get such a good.
You can still get a Jaw. You can still get an RJ.
I like Jaw. I mean, that's cool, but I want Transcendent.
A DeAndre Hunter, a two-way player, the next Kawhi.
Don't you want a guy whose shoe exploded?
I love Zion Williamson.
His shoe exploded.
It's great.
I mean, is there a chance that there's a situation where Zion is not the best player in this draft that Ja might be?
DeAndre Hunter.
I mean, look, people have been making the point. Look at the
finals right now. Look at all these superstars. You got guys from Lehigh, and you got guys from Weber State, and you got a guy from Greece.
Steph Curry was number 7 from Davidson.
Beautiful. Those are all great stories. You know who else is also winning the finals MVP every year?
Number 1 or number 2? LeBron or Kevin Durant? LeBron or Kevin Durant? LeBron or Kevin Durant? LeBron or Kevin Durant?
Yeah, it's a cute story, and it's nice that we had a change of pace this year. But for the last 15, it's been 1 or 2, 1 or 2, 1 or 2, 1 or 2, and a dude from Germany. That's it. That's the list.
Why?
Because everybody's making the point. They're like, oh, but look at this year. Look at the little guys. And yes, awesome story. Awesome story. Kevin Durant, the number 2 pick overall, because he couldn't bench press, he would have been number 1.
And Odin went number 1. Ugh.
Yeah, Odin went number 1. But he laughed at the Weber State guys, or the Lehigh guy, right in the face when he was asked, I got mad at you guys because you got Boogie Cousins. He goes, you guys aren't winning the championship. You, CJ McCollum, you think you guys are winning the championship? I'm Kevin Durant. Nice story. Now, it took his calf blowing up for him to get here. It's a beautiful story. But ultimately, the finals MVPs have been dominated by transcendent picks in the top 3. Mostly over the last 10 years. But it's a cool story. It's a cool story. I understand.
Durant's number 2, you can get a Jaw at number 2. You can get an RJ at number 2.
You're good. Normally, the number 1 overall pick doesn't end up with a championship. But every once in a while, you get yourself.
I would love it. I mean, obviously, you want Zion, but I'm not being greedy.
All right, but maybe.
I don't want to ask the gods for too much.
What? Your mic's not on, dude.
I said that's 2 right off the top of my head.
Who?
Andre Iguodala.
Uh-huh.
And
but
Kawhi
the majority
Leonard.
Of them okay. have been Durant, LeBron.
In fact,
Durant,
the Eastern
LeBron,
Conference
Durant,
Finals
LeBron,
is a 15 versus a 15 matchup with Greek Freak and Kawhi.
Over the last decade, half of the MVPs have been the 1 or 2 pick.
Well, it's
overall.
Also been the same.
But it's a
1% teams.
Chance.
Because they're run by this. But that also plays into my point.
Here.
Awesome story.
There's more guys that end up being superstars. Not in the top 3 than are in the top 3. If you look back, I mean, and look at who's, besides Durant, where was Klay taken? Draymond was a 2nd-round pick.
Mm-hmm.
Steph was number 6.
Yes.
And then you go with, we got 2 15s playing in the Eastern Conference Final.
Yep.
Okay, like.
Yes, but ultimately, the person who's holding the trophy at the end, the majority of the time, has been a top 2
accurate.
Pick the last 10 years. Yes,
1%.
It has.
Okay, because only because KD went to Golden State. If
who's,
not for that, it's only LeBron. He's
on,
been in the first.
Who's the best player on the team?
KD.
Okay.
But he's.
Although if he doesn't play.
Wait. Saying you're the best player on the team that just won 2 championships before you got there is crazy. Of course.
It's not a bad point.
They already won before he got there. He's like icing on the cake. He said, you know what? Let's put some sprinkles on it. And now he's a great player.
It's more like, it's. I'd put it more like.
Point for Leroy.
I put it more like wedding frosting cake. Like, it's
okay.
More like really fancy,
okay.
Delightful.
Like, okay,
it's
but guess
fondant.
What? So, are you saying KD got him over the hump?
I mean, he did. They lost, and then he brought them
but
back.
But they had won before him.
Correct.
But the fact that they lost
and then
was
they
a
lost.
Freak of nature. It's never happened before.
Great Draymond kicking somebody in the...
But they lost.
Okay, fine. So they said, ooh, we better go get us... Let me ask you a question. This is a backup. Because what you're saying is crazy, but I'm going to let you have, I'm gonna let you have your moment. But let me ask you this. If I gave you a healthy Boogie and not had KD, who's winning this championship?
Warriors.
Exactly. So what are you saying?
Boogie Cousins, who's done nothing in his career.
If KD doesn't play another game, who's winning his championship?
I still think the Warriors have a good chance.
Okay, but why?
But in the ultimate scheme of things.
But it won't be if he's not playing.
But in the ultimate scheme of things, my point being that over the last 15 years or 16 years since LeBron's been in the league, him and KD have been 1-2. Top three picks. They've been the best guys.
Well, that's how it works.
That's my point. That's my point.
You do.
Buxton.
No.
Buxton.
You do.
You've been boxed.
You do realize. You do realize.
That is my point.
No. You do realize.
That's my point.
Okay. That you're talking about two guys. This doesn't happen often where two guys drafted that high end up being dominant for that long a period of time.
And nobody's been excited about a draft pick like this in how long? Like, Ben Simmons, weren't excited this excited about him. Weren't this excited about old Fultz, who found his way. Like, it's been a while.
Fultz hasn't played basketball yet.
Zion has been a... Could you imagine tuning into a college game like we've turned into him?
Yeah, right.
Like, nonstop.
November, like on election day, we were watching Zion.
When his shoe exploded, the world stopped.
Okay.
That Obama was courtside. Obama. Okay. He was courtside to watch children play basketball. A president.
Children? You tell Zion he's a child. You go tell him that.
You told me they were teenagers.
He's a man
they
amongst...
They are.
They are.
Rest my case.
But he's a man amongst boys.
No. Whether you're a teenager doesn't mean you're a child.
All right.
Are we going to be parsing words like this?
No, but being a teenager is being a teenager. It's how old you are.
Okay.
Whether you're an adult or not is kind of a state of mind.
Ding Dong is over here making signs. I don't know what he's doing.
Anyway.
I just feel like it's too greedy to ask for the number one pick.
Given
the circumstances.
I don't want to be greedy. How's about that?
Ask for the top four.
You want a tattoo on your ass.
How's about that? I'm offering it up to the gods. My ass is offered up to the gods.
You might have to give up your ass. You could give up,
I will give up my ass. This is what I'm doing for you, Heat Culture.
You. Never
mind. Zion.
I could just see the headlines now on Deadspin. Midday radio host gives up his ass for the Heat's number one pick.
You're right. But I'll be loved.
And we're going to have. Nobody would care. They'll call you an idiot.
We're going to have Zion. Zion. You're so great.
Ja.
Every time we watch one of these and the Heat have a 1% chance, they end up with the 13th pick.
Correct.
By the way, you know what a 1% chance is? We're equating this to cards. That's like you need a runner to make quads. It's almost impossible. 4%, you have like two outs on the river. Still low, but it's plausible.
Okay, but
he's such a degenerate.
But I didn't offer up my ass for whatever the hell you just said. But on the runner.
runner, underrated movie with Justin Timberlake.
I offered my ass for a royal bleeping flush. That's what I.
It's almost impossible. It's a great payout at the casino, but it's almost impossible.
I'm sure it is, but that's what I want. You don't offer your ass up for nothing.
I've gotten a royal flush once ever, and I've played cards for years. I've only gotten a royal flush once.
Royal straight flush?
That's what it's called. Minus one.
Oh, my God.
Minus one.
I don't play cards.
A royal flush.
It's redundant.
Is the highest straight flush you can get.
Okay. What do I know?
But 4.8%, it's still not good.
You act like you know a lot.
I play Go Fish.
Game sevens.
Oh, man. Boxed
don't,
in.
Don't.
Boxed in.
Don't. Hey,
you've been
real quick.
Uh-oh, who's throwing that heat? Who's throwing the open day pitch? Oh. Wow. Oh, got it.
That's exciting.
That I don't know.
Got some long hair. Is that Blaine Gabbert? No, that's definitely not Blaine Gabbert.
Morgan.
She's a local morning news anchor on the Chicago TV.
Hey, so Deion Jordan was suspended 10 games for violating the league's policy on performance-enhancing drugs.
Stunning.
Here's the quote.
From him?
From him. I made a mistake, he told NFL Network's Tom Pelissero.
That's his guy. We had that guy one time talking about Deion Jordan.
I feel like the person that I am, I'm ready to move forward. I've been ready to move forward with the specific issue. I've been working really hard with myself outside of football, and I can see the progress as a young man, as Deion Jordan. I can see it. But then he goes on. My whole lifestyle, it's been a 180-degree change. I bleeped up, man, but he didn't say bleep. I can't fix this bleep, but he didn't say bleep. It is what it is. but I know what I can't do and what not to do compared to the mistakes I've made in the past.
Just speaking of top three picks that didn't work out.
Just fourth time.
Adderall.
And traded.
Jeff Ireland, everybody.
Now, okay. Would you feel worse if you hadn't not only got the third pick, but traded up for it? If you just had the third pick and it was a bust, you feel a lot different.
It feels worse because you gave up a one and a two to get that pick.
Right.
That's two picks in one.
Right.
Is that the worst, like, draft maneuver?
I mean, the Redskins moving up to get RG3 looks pretty
manure?
Bad.
Manure? Yes. It is.
Well, speaking of trading up, the Cardinals traded up to get Josh Rosen.
Oh, yeah.
And it didn't work out for them. They decided to go with Kyler Murray. But it might have worked out for the Dolphins. Promised him last for this segment, but we'll get him to your next segment. The Rosen one talks about his adjustment to Miami. Next. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin Lee Run Beast here with you on the ticket. You got OTAs going on. Josh Rosen out there doing quarterback things. You got Ryan Fitzpatrick out there. Is he looking thinner? We have any reports on Ryan Fitzpatrick and how fat he is? That's important to know because he said that when the birthday cake season was ending, he was going to trim up and slim up. And so if he's out there and he's still looking poorly, I got my questions.
I got birthday cake season coming up, unfortunately.
Do you really?
Yeah, well, next month or so.
It's Leroy's birthday tomorrow.
Yeah, Leroy's birthday is tomorrow.
Are we getting anything?
Oh.
Doing anything for him?
Oh, we should. We probably should do something.
Should we get like a cake or something?
Yeah, we should probably get a cake. What kind of cake does he
like? He likes German chocolate cake.
1-888 get it cake.
Oh, yeah.
Can you pick up a German chocolate cake somewhere? Where do you get that?
I don't know. I mean, Publix? There's a Publix down the road. They got German chocolate cake?
I don't know.
What is a German chocolate cake?
Call 1-888 and get it.
I believe it's a chocolate cake, but speaks German.
You an ice cream cake fan?
I do, but Leroy doesn't like ice cream.
Oh, that's right. He doesn't like ice cream. Is it like red velvet? I'm just being selfish.
He does like red velvet.
I'm just mentioning all the cakes that I like.
He likes red velvet.
Oh, maybe.
Call 1-888 and get it.
Maybe get him a red velvet cake. That's a win-win for everybody.
That is a win-win.
Do you like red velvet cake?
I love red velvet cake.
Robbie?
Oh, yeah. I never seen a cake.
He doesn't love red velvet cake. All right. Red velvet cake it is.
All right.
Shh, don't tell him.
Yeah. I don't know where the hell he went. He's probably getting snacks.
Coffee or snacks?
Yeah, he's addicted to his caffeine.
Mm.
That's a thing that he's got going on right now.
Yeah, it's a problem.
Hey, call 1-888 and get it.
Did you see the dysfunction your Celtics have going on right now?
They're not my Celtics.
Your Celtics are in
not
such disarray.
Got the Bruins, though.
I don't care about them.
All over the Bruins tonight, 8 o'clock. Bruins up 2-0.
They're just lashing out right now because you're so
I'm not lashing out.
You are because you got this Terry Rozier who did the...
he says he's not coming back if the whole team or stays together or something like
this
that.
This dude on TV right now is the Bengals head coach.
Former quarterback coach of the Dolphins.
He looks like the Bachelor.
That's what the NFL is now, though.
It's crazy. That's the dude who's married to Sherman's daughter?
That's Zach Taylor.
Who are you?
Javorski, where are you? You're terrible. You're terrible. I would cut you today if I was the general manager.
Michael Agnew.
Javorski, you ruined my train of thought. I can't even think. The best thing. We should play that later on in the show. I know I have it in the system somewhere. Speaking of the Dolphins. No. I want to wait for Leroy for the Dolphin stuff. I don't know where the hell he went. But this is important.
Do you think this is the one time where he had to...
I don't know.
Use the...
Whoa, did he?
We have one staple on this show. And that is Brad Stevens is an overrated bum. Exposed to the NBA this season as to what he is, a nothing. A nothing, a runner-up, can't hold Eric Spoelstra's jockstrap. And you have Terry Rozier, who's the Boston equivalent to Dion Waiters. Somehow he got himself a media tour.
Scary Terry.
I find it hilarious that Terry Rozier is out there just going from show to show on ESPN. He's basically like, hey, imagine this. Terry Rozier, would we have Terry Rozier on our show? That's a questionable guest. I don't know if we would say, like, Terry Rozier.
So you're saying, like, in Boston, would they have Terry Rozier as a guest?
No, here. Here.
Oh, Boston. Here?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean...
Not really. But if you knew, Terry Rozier is going to come on, and he's going to light the Boston Celtics on fire, then would you have him on as a guest?
100%. Yes, of course. 1,000%, because I'm not a Celtics fan.
So somehow, Terry Rozier was on Get Up. He was on Golic and Wingo. He was
doing the car wash.
He's doing the car wash. Right. Terry Rozier.
Terry Rozier.
He must have one hell of an agent.
No, he has some things to say.
Yeah, that's my point. He's only there because you guys have Terry Rozier on. Eh, he'll destroy all the Celtics. All right. And so he goes on First Take today and just sweet nothings to my ear, blowing up Brad Stevens.
I feel like it's a little bit of both, and I feel like it's, I feel like that, along with the coaches, you know, them treating Gordon and Kyrie, I wouldn't say different than everybody else, but, you know, I feel like they just treat them like they was on that level where it, there were no adjustments that could be made because they are who they are. And, you know, we never figured it out. We never figured it out after that.
I'm sorry, Terry. I'm sorry that you I'm sorry you didn't have a coach who could figure it out because he is loyal to Gordon Hayward.
And Kyrie, because they want to keep Kyrie.
Pays $30 million to a role player. Now, this
wait
show.
Wait a minute, you wanted him.
No, barely. Dodged a bullet. This show had Dion Waiters on 2 years ago after Gordon Hayward signed with the Boston Celtics. And he gave us this look when we said that. You think you're better than Gordon Hayward? And he's like, yeah. That's what Terry Rozier just did. Because Terry Rozier and Dion Waiters are the same. There is no difference between them. Other than one has a scream mask and the other has an island.
But let's think of it this way. Okay. And this is real coming from a locker room. If your team was more successful and you were the guy, and then people come back and you barely get to play and your team struggles,
yep.
Why wouldn't you come to that conclusion?
I agree.
You know, why shouldn't he feel that he should be playing more? Because what happens is when you're in a situation where you know your team depends on you, you put forth that little extra effort. But when you spot playing and getting a couple of minutes here and a couple of minutes there, you're not even in the regular rotation. Like, yeah, man, how do you go from that to not even playing?
It's something.
I can understand why he feels that way. Now, I will say this. Kyrie's better. Okay. Gordon Hayward, I mean, he's not.
He was better.
He's not back to where he needs. It takes a long time for that, man. And I think a lot of people don't understand. Like, yeah, his ankle was pointing due south.
Oh, yeah. I imagine going into a playoff series is, I have to try and get to the rim against this giant Greek monster.
Right.
Awesome.
Now,
that'll make me feel confident.
Right. They don't. And sometimes. You also have to take into account that, man, like, say what you want. Like, you could have been at your best. You might not have got past
that dude,
Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Because it's not even the fact that he was playing well, but everybody at Middleton, Bledsoe, everybody's playing well.
Well, it's not only that. It's just like, you know, we were talking about Giannis we were talking about LeBron and Kevin Durant, how those guys have basically dominated for a decade and a half. Might be this dude's time. Like, this might be his run.
You think it's between him, Philly? I mean, because I think the only thing that kills Philly is seeding. Because you make them a top seed to where they don't have to play either Milwaukee or who else? They were third, right? Who was second?
Toronto.
Milwaukee or Toronto until, you know, this round or maybe even.
I don't know. Like, the way I'm thinking with Giannis having the team, I mean, they've been the best team all year. And mostly it's him being the guy who looks like he's on track for the Hall of Fame around with a team perfectly built around him. Really good players around him, but I don't think anybody looks at them quite as staples.
Well, I think.
And stars.
Remember last year. Wasn't Middleton just coming back from injury when they got to the playoffs? So he was a little rusty.
Mm-hmm.
And Bledsoe was just all swole. Like, I can't. He's just swole.
He looks more Pilates this year, though, than.
No, but he got them traps.
Oh, those are like, I don't think those go away.
Right.
I don't think those go away.
But yeah, would you put Bledsoe in the Kyle Lowry?
One's a little bit more robust.
I mean, Lowry's been playing well.
He's playing well, but. Kyle Lowry, I mean, if they were both going to be in a Mr. Olympia contest, I think I'm taking Eric Bledsoe.
I mean, well, of course.
Josh Rosen was out of camp today. He spoke to Dolphins reporters and was asked about the adjustment he is making to Miami. Here's what the Rosen wanted to say.
It's been good. You kind of underestimate from the outside looking in all the logistical issues from literally just having to move and upgrade your place. And I'm walking into the receiver room, thinking it's the bathroom. So there's just a lot of kind of little things that go into it. But when you step on the field, you just kind of got to let all that go and just play football.
So just weird being in a new place.
Yeah.
The receiver room was the bathroom.
What's wrong with you guys, man?
What?
Well, look, he
said it. I know.
He's Debbie Downer and everything. Like,
Debbie Downer, just what he said.
When was the last time you said something positive, Robbie? Everybody gets on me. That's the guy. Hmm. That's Debbie Downer.
You believe it or not, I was the most positive person out of the four of us after the Dolphins beat the Jets 13-6. It was an ugly game. I was very happy for the win. I was very positive.
Yeah, you did too, Leroy.
That was
a garbage one. I told you that.
That's being said trombone.
You said that. Think of how far back you have to go to remember when you said something positive.
But that's a moment where everybody was gloom and dooming the Dolphins win. I was very happy.
They got gifted a win by a trash quarterback who threw the ball four times.
A win is a win.
He was garbage.
And the Dolphins had a trash quarterback, too. It evened out.
Fake win, fake season, fake coach. Fake. All of it fake. That Adam Gase record last year built on paper mache. Dude's a bum.
Question.
And he stinks.
How do you guys feel about the whole tanking scenario now? Feeling better about not tanking? Or you still want to tank?
I'm just more interested in the season.
No, that's not my question. Don't listen. Don't make the question what you want it to be.
Why? You can't. You're not going to do that
right
to me.
Now.
You're not going to do that
as
to
this
me.
Team is currently constructed.
How many games are they going to win?
I give you two chances.
Okay.
Two choices.
I've predicted 3-13.
Build or just tank for next year? Because there's a difference.
I gotta see him play.
No, you didn't have to see him play. You didn't have to see the coaching staff pick a team or play or go through the draft before you wanted to tank.
The team had a trash roster.
Okay, but they got a new coach. The draft hadn't happened.
We know nothing
free
about
agency. It doesn't
we
matter.
Know anything about him?
Do you trust that these guys can build a team? You don't.
Why would I trust them?
Okay.
So why would I trust him?
So what makes you think it's going to be better
Chris
next
Greer's
year?
Been making decisions.
What makes you think it's going to be better next year?
The hope. Is that the talent you're able to draft at quarterback would overwhelm the boobness.
The hope.
Yep.
Here.
You'd still be at 11 needs.
Question. What do you think the chances of Tua even being the first pick next year? What do you think the odds are?
I mean, they change. It's like Game of Thrones.
He did get.
That's my point.
Towards the end of the season, when he got exposed to some pressure last year, he looked
also
a little shaky.
He was hurt because of the pressure. He was hurt.
That doesn't mean anything. Like, if a guy falls on your leg because of pressure, how's that on you?
Doesn't know how to move him in the pocket.
What?
Oh. Right.
Where the hell's his trombone?
Right. Like, jeez.
Hashtag third hour is coming up next. We'll give you another chance to win $1,000.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.